Ever since books began phasing out scrolls in the first century AD, they've needed a place to rest. During the first 1400 years of the book's existence, people managed to arrange them in just about every conceivable way other than today's current format. They've been packed away in large trunks, on shelves they've been piled horizontally, or with the spines up, down, or backwards. Monks of the Middle Ages shared volumes by chaining them to desks or lecterns, but as the collections grew, space got tight. From this came vertical shelving, but still the spines were facing the wall, and the exposed edges of the pages were painted with beautiful and colorful scenes. The printing press necessitated substantial shelves. Each century saw more and more books. The costliest shelves from Sears at the end of the 19th century came with rods, from which curtains could be hung to act as dust covers. But today's home collections aren't just about protection, but projection. This personal display took hold in the 1930s, after Edward Bernays, the so-called father of spin, was hired by publishers to raise book sales. His notion was simple: where there are bookshelves, there will be books. And with a campaign, he elevated the book's prestige, urging architects, contractors, and interior designers to get on board. And still, the bookshelf displays our values, or education, or wealth, or worldliness. For KMEW, I'm Andrew Bales.